This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study of 2 Peter, it is clear that Peter had a good grasp of where his readers were in their faith journey. He wanted to affirm them, warn them about the vulnerability of atrophied faith, and encourage them to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. He reminds them of what they already knew and were firmly established in. He shares the clear remembrance of his experience of seeing Christ's transfiguration and hearing the voice of God's affirmation thundering from heaven. But he writes in verse 19, "We have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it." The Old Testament scriptures had by that time endured the tests of the critics and of time. Prophecy after prophecy was fulfilled, especially in the life of Jesus Christ. Mountaintop experiences of spiritual ecstasy are exhilarating and leave deep impressions on the person experiencing them, but they are not a standard for everyone. Peter had an extraordinary experience on the Mount of Transfiguration. Nevertheless, he declared that the Holy Scriptures were more certain than his experience. He remembered his experience vividly, but he built his faith on the Scriptures. He found them a firmer foundation to stand on than his very special miraculous experience. And he encouraged his readers to follow his example. "You will do well to pay attention to it." He promised the Bible would be like a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Search the Bible and you'll find the truth. And if you want to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.